Hey, Mark White here. You know, in times like these, businesses need every advantage they can get to take care of their teams while keeping costs down. That's why I'm excited to endorse LH Capital's SIMRP plan. It's an innovative solution that not only protects employees, but helps companies save money. Don't miss out. Visit themarkwhiteshow.thesimrp.com to find out more. That's themarkwhiteshow.thesimrp.com. Let's empower your business, save money, and secure your future today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
I encourage you to use Coronation for all your tailoring and alterations needs, but don't take it from me. How about from our friend Marty Rabin, lead singer of Shenandoah?
You know, you can't find anybody to hem a pair of pants for you, to take anything up, but man, not only, you know, can they do that over their shop, she even made me a jacket. You know, a stage jacket that I wear. Got another one in mind for her to do for me here in probably a couple months. If you're looking for somebody to take care of that, your hem jobs, your alterations and all that other kind of stuff, Coronation. I guarantee you won't go bad. C-O-R-A Nation. It's fantastic. She and them gals in there do an absolutely wonderful job.
Located at 402 West Forest Street in Athens, Alabama, you can contact Coronation at 256-444-0077.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us as we focus on a special effort called PenFed Foundation
And we have two guests on the line with us right now. The first is Andrea McCarron. She's president of PenFed Foundation. And we have Ryan Johnson, co-founder of Bugle and graduate of the PenFed Veteran Entrepreneur Program. I'm glad to have both of these guests on the line with me right now as I've gone through and checked out PenFed Foundation. And this is good timing since we have people right now, veterans, that are struggling because of the weather that occurred in East Tennessee, North Carolina, Georgia, and those areas. And now we have Hurricane Milton heading for Florida. And so I think it's a good time to talk about disaster relief and then also some other programs that are offered through PenFed. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Andrea and Ryan.
It's great to be with you, Mark. And I have to say, I'm very proud of our little PenFed Foundation because we were the first veteran service organization in the United States to get disaster relief grants directly to military families. In the first 24 hours, we processed 110 grants, like you said, in Tennessee and North Carolina.
Help when they need it. That's so important. It's the timing that matters, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, we are so inspired by our military service members. You know, this is our way of giving back to them.
Absolutely. And one of the beneficiaries of PenFed, as I said, is Ryan Johnson, co-founder of Bugle and a graduate of the Veteran Entrepreneur Program. Ryan, tell us how you feel about PenFed Foundation and how they've supported you and helped you as a veteran.
Absolutely, Mark. Thank you so much. So I spent 10 years in the military as an infantry officer and then as a Green Beret before transitioning out of the Army to be able to change the world of volunteering. And PenFed has been pivotal in that experience for us. Ultimately, we're aiming to stand on the shoulders of giants of those who have come before us. Starting a business is not an easy experience, but it's been made tremendously easier by the people that the PenFed Foundation have connected us with and made this process linear.
And when you think about your service, I want to talk about why you committed to serve in the military. What was your reason to do that in the first place? And then, of course, after you serve, there are different benefits. There are different things that a veteran needs to have support as a civilian.
Absolutely. So growing up, I was deeply impacted by 9/11, as were many people in my generation. And I wanted to be able to make a difference and commit myself to the country to be able to make an impact wherever was needed at the time. And in transition, I wanted to be able to continue to serve. And we found that although 1 in 4 Americans volunteer annually, there are limited solutions that make it easy to find volunteering events or organize them. And the average volunteer event takes 40 hours to put together for a nonprofit if it has more than 25 volunteers. And so we decided that we should change that. And so we created a solution that makes it easier to help other people.
That is terrific. And then for your own personal venture, Bugle, as the co-founder, how did the Veteran Entrepreneur Program support you and help you move that forward?
Yeah, absolutely. So they started with education. So we walked through courses on business development. What does it mean to create a marketing plan? How are you going to raise capital? What are you going to do to make sure that that business not only survives, but thrives? And being connected with people who have done it before you has been probably one of the most important things for us. Our cohort itself has been incredible to be able to learn from our peers, but being able to learn from people who have seen the challenges that you are likely to face has allowed us to move so much faster than if we were going it alone.
And Andrea, let's talk about this program for Veteran Entrepreneur Program through PenFed. How did this first get established?
We really saw a need. And if you think about it, Mark, entrepreneurism is super tough, but veterans make the best entrepreneurs because they bring this unique set of skills and really this unparalleled work ethic. They are resilient. They are mission focused. They're adaptable, agile, resourceful. So what we did, you know, they have that special sauce. So we bring the best and the brightest together. And right now we actually have applications open at PenFedFoundation.org for our next cohort. So we get about 6 businesses for each cohort so we can really laser focus on each of them. as Ryan alluded to, we've got courses and, you know, legal aspects of being an entrepreneur, various business courses, you know, figuring out strategic communications, and they are so coachable and they're just sponges, but they also learn from each other. You know, in the military, it's all about teamwork and camaraderie, and that's what we try to bring to our program. And then everybody, it's not one size fits all. Everybody has a different type of business, so we find industry-specific mentors to pair each business owner with, and then they're with them for the long term.
Ryan alluded to his commitment to the military because of 9/11, the impact it had on his life. I noticed that the PenFed Foundation has been providing support and opportunity since 2001. Is the timing similar with 9/11 for the PenFed Foundation?
100%, Mark. We were so inspired by the service and the sacrifice and just really moved by the national patriotism. And we founded the PenFed Foundation originally so that we could help patients at Walter Reed, where a lot of them came to recover from their injuries due to war. And then we've kind of evolved as different things happen with our country. We've tried to morph our programs. We just wrapped up a 3-year, very successful program where we rescued and resettled in the United States 43 Afghan women warfighters who were part of this elite covert unit where they gathered intelligence in these villages, and their work directly led to the capture of Taliban leaders. And so we rescued them when Afghanistan fell back into the hands of the Taliban in August of 2021. We resettled them. We paid for their college courses, paid all of their health care, paid for their apartments, paid for cars, you name it. We got them resettled in this country. All of them have been granted asylum, and many of them already have their green cards. So it's been really successful. But again, we try to do work where there is a need. And, you know, the disaster relief is a great example. You know, we have a very small team, but we are not filled with bureaucracy like some of the bigger government agencies might be. So we can just absolutely jump into action when and where we're needed.
Andrea, when did you find yourself as part of the PenFed Foundation? I know that you're president now. At what point did you become part of this effort?
Well, I've been president for about a year, but I came to PenFed, the credit union, which helps finance the foundation. So 99% of our donor dollars go directly to the veterans we serve because of that coverage from the credit union. No nonprofit in the United States can say that, which is, we're really, really proud of that. But I happen to be an Air Force brat, and my dad served. And so I understood service growing up. And I've also been really, really active in volunteerism. If you look at my social media, and you and I have got to be connected, Mark, I've raised service dogs as a volunteer. And I'm currently on recruit number 6. And the service dogs I've raised have been life-changing and even life-saving for the veterans and first responders that they've been paired with.
That is an incredible effort. And I just recently had a gentleman on the show with me to talk about his service dog. And he wrote a children's book about it and the importance of the service dog for him when he transitioned from military to civilian life. And it was just an incredible story Mike Connolly came out with. He's a major, he's retired, but he's from the Huntsville, Alabama area, talking about Clark, the super service dog. And I was glad to have him on the show to talk about his military life and also his service dog and the importance of that dog in his life. So it really fits very well with the conversation we're having right now.
Absolutely. And I, you know, I've lived with so many different volunteer events, and I can see how what Ryan has created makes volunteerism easier. So, so much easier. You know, you think in the past where people, volunteers would be, you know, checking in people on a clipboard. And now, you know, with modern technology, we can just scan our cell phone, check in, automatically get great photos of the effort afterwards, and also get a really important impact report. And I asked Ryan, how did you create this business and why? And I thought this backstory was super interesting.
Well, thank you very much, Andrea, for that lead-in. Yeah, our backstory is pretty organic. We tried to volunteer, and we were shocked at how hard it was just to find events. But then you start organizing events, and you realize that finding it is arguably the easy part.
And you were based in North Carolina at the time, right?
That's exactly right. I was stationed in North Carolina at the time, working to get involved in the city of Fayetteville. And it was so challenging. And so at the time, I was convinced that there was simply a great software solution that we just hadn't come across. And so we started organizing events on behalf of a handful of nonprofits. And I was very disappointed when we could not find a perfect solution. So we ended up going to NC State and approaching them for a potential research opportunity. And what started as a 3-month or 6-month project turned into a 3.5-year partnership. And we took that body of work to work with the Stanford Ignite program before committing to building the solution ourselves.
And help with PenFed Foundation allowed you to have a solution?
Oh, you better believe it. I feel like starting a business is similar to building a house. And if you were going to try to build a house by yourself, you might be successful. You might not. But wouldn't it be nice to have somebody who's built several over the course of 20 years
yes.
have your back and walk you through the process? We're building a highly scalable company and business. We're on a mission to double volunteering across the U.S. by 2030 and worldwide by 2036. As you can imagine, Mark, we have a lot of ground to cover. And in preparation for that, working with founders who've also had highly scalable businesses with tremendous outcomes that have impacted incredible numbers of people has been so helpful for us to be able to see the things that we might have in our blind spots simply by not having done this before.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Ryan Johnson, co-founder of Bugle and graduate of the PenFed Veteran Entrepreneur Program. Also, Andrea McCarran, president of PenFed Foundation. They are currently in Washington, D.C. We're glad to have them on the program today to talk about PenFed Foundation and supporting veterans, supporting those who have served us, served our communities. We need to support this effort and their effort, and I hope that you'll stick with us as we talk about some more of PenFed Foundation's offerings as a nonprofit organization. Will you stick with me?
Absolutely.
100%.
Thank you both. Folks, I hope you'll stick with us as well. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to bankstonmotorhomes.com
or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore, Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at HydrationL.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Maya, and you're listening to The Mark Show.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can join us today as we talk about PenFed Foundation providing high impact financial support and opportunity since 2001, supporting our nation's heroes. Their mission is to champion our military through investment, advocacy, and outreach. PenFed Credit Union covers the salaries and most administrative costs for the PenFed Foundation. And so more of your donation goes right to the programs, as Andrea alluded to in the last segment. Welcome back to the show, Andrea McCarron, president of PenFed Foundation, and Ryan Johnson, co-founder of Bugle and graduate of the PenFed Veteran Entrepreneur Program.
It's great to be with you, Mark. Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much, Mark.
Glad to have you both. And Ryan, this question is directed to you. Why do you think it's important for veteran business owners to work together and mentor other new business owners?
I think it's not only important, I think it's essential. I think that the way that we are able to work together only sharpens our business acumen. It allows us to be able to see problems that perhaps we haven't come across yet, that somebody on your left or your right has been able to uncover and potentially solve. And in that process and that learning, you're able to move in a much more agile manner because you've come in contact with it through the lens of somebody that you know and care about. I think mentorship is essential. And I know for our business, it has been so helpful to allow us to be able to grow at a meaningful pace.
Andrea, I have stations in Tennessee, Alabama, and Georgia, so pretty well covering the southeastern region here with the Mark White Show. As we think about those specific areas and then beyond, you have a 2024 survey of best cities for veteran business owners. What cities top that list?
Well, our just released survey has Raleigh, North Carolina coming out on top, the Washington, D.C. area number two, Seattle number three. And this is how we judged the top cities for veterans. First was livability. You know, is there affordable housing, good schools, quality health care? Then we looked at economic growth. Are there jobs available, a low unemployment rate? And then also, because we're so focused on veteran entrepreneurs, you know, is it a town where it is easier? It's never easy, but easier to start a business. And, you know, Mark, fewer than 1% of Americans serve in the military. So I feel really strongly that the 99% of the rest of us really need to support those military families that have served and sacrificed so much. So just with Veterans Day right around the corner, if you open your eyes and look around for veteran-run businesses, military family-run businesses, we should all be supporting them as well.
I want to get into the programs before we're done with the PenFed Foundation and allow you to share other opportunities that veterans may not know exist through the PenFed Foundation, Andrea.
I'm so glad you asked that, because we do these disaster relief grants. God forbid anyone needs them, but right now, you know, it's a really stormy season and we're honored to be giving some disaster relief grants. But our Veteran Entrepreneur Program is open to anyone in the United States. And the audience in your listening area, we would love to see applications from them. We select the best and the brightest from across the United States. If you have a startup business, if you served in the military, if you are a military spouse, a military family member, you can go straight to PenFedFoundation.org, because our new application process is wide open, because we're selecting for three separate cohorts in 2025. And we would love to see an incredible variety of businesses as we have in the past.
Andrea, as president of PenFed Foundation, I realize that you probably have to do many jobs, wear a lot of hats. At what point do you get to see the benefits to the veterans directly? Like, for example, with Ryan, to see how it's actually benefiting him and his family or his life?
Honestly, I wake up every day and I think about how can I help veterans and how can I make the world a better place? And what you asked is just the favorite part of my job. To see BugleVolunteers.com thriving and Ryan inspiring more and more veterans and Americans across the country to volunteer. Who doesn't want to volunteer? If you ever look at a volunteer event, you always see people who are working together and inevitably smiling because there's that same camaraderie that people get in the military by working together. So that is wonderful. We also have a Military Heroes program where we give community grants. And this is where I want your listeners to listen up to this. We give small grants that make an impact, but also really large grants. And, you know, we can't be everywhere in the country, though I sure try. But we'd love to hear from them. You can simply send an email, stories@penfed.org. We want to hear what your listeners are doing to make the world a better place and to make it a better place for military families. So we give these small grants, you know, that can help cover a certain event. And sometimes some of the smaller amounts, $2,500, $5,000, you know, really can make a difference to an organization or to a volunteer event. But we also do these big six-figure grants that can be completely life-changing. We can't be everywhere, so we need to hear from your listeners what they need and where they need it, and we will do our very best to help out.
And Ryan, as an individual who has benefited from PenFed Foundation, maybe there's a military member, a veteran listening right now who is wondering, is this for me? What would you tell them to take that next step to connect with PenFed Foundation?
I would say start immediately. If you're passionate about starting a company, you have something in your heart that you want to be able to bring to the world, don't wait and don't do it alone. You have the luxury of being able to reach out to PenFed Foundation and ultimately communicate and learn from so many other veteran entrepreneurs that have come before you. So if you're interested, if there's something that you've been kicking back and forth determining whether this is a good fit for you, the answer is yes. Don't wait. Start right now. Go to PenFed's website and get involved.
We are, you know, in the same vein that we're looking for the best and brightest veteran entrepreneurs, we're looking for the nation's most compassionate mentors. So if you are interested in mentoring and, you know, say I had an aspiring broadcaster, I'd say there is no one greater than Mark White. Does his homework, great broadcaster. You know, you would be the kind of person I would love to mentor, have as a mentor, or love to, you know, chat with our veterans because you're inspiring. The work you do is inspiring. And those are the kind of business people across the United States who maybe just have a couple hours a month, maybe an hour a week. You know, Ryan and I are just one text away. And that's how I keep in touch with so many of our graduates. You know, maybe they have just one question. I can answer it quickly. Maybe, you know, they want to reach out to Ryan because he's been there, done that. We can respond quickly. You know, life is short. I think we can all give back every day and we can all give a little bit more.
Absolutely. And Andrea, let's close out with telling people how they can learn more.
Well, we would love to hear from everyone by going to our website, PenFedFoundation.org. That's P-E-N-F-E-D Foundation.org. And if you run a nonprofit, there is no greater way to organize an event and increase fundraising than BugleVolunteers.com.
Outstanding. I'm glad that you mentioned that again. And thank you, Andrea McCarron, president of PenFed Foundation, and Ryan Johnson, co-founder of Bugle and graduate of the PenFed Veteran Entrepreneur Program, for joining me here on The Mark White Show today.
Thank you so much, Mark. Thank Keep up the great work.
Folks, here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope that this has been an encouraging and inspiring show for you, and you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another episode of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Now, with tomatoes and other fresh produce, J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama is ready to serve you. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can go to their website at jcalvertfarms.com and follow them on Facebook and Instagram at J. Calvert Farms. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
People who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.